Joining us on the WBGO Journal, we are pleased to have the president of Essex County College, Dr. Anthony Monroe. Hey, great to see you.
Thank you for having me today. It's wonderful to be here.
This is your first time here at WBGO, right?
It is. It is. I'm very honored to receive the invitation and have the opportunity to talk about Essex County College.
Absolutely. We have to ask you right away, though. Are you a jazz fan?
Oh, sure.
Do you have anybody in particular that you enjoy?
Miles, in particular. I mean, the Marcellus Brothers. I mean, it's just the list goes on and on.
All right. So you're legit. we're allowed to talk to you. You've been in charge of Essex County College since June of 2017. Let's first start off with why you wanted to be here. You have such an extensive background, especially when it comes to healthcare and in dealing with health education. Why was Essex County College the place you wanted to be right now in your career?
Thanks for the question. You know, back in 2017, when I was approached by this opportunity, I reflected on that very question. Why would I want to come to New Jersey, leaving Chicago, and take on this opportunity? And two things really resonated with me. Number one, the reputation of Dr. A. Zachary Yamba is just impeccable, and it's one that really, for me, said a lot, said volumes, that Dr. Yamba, who served as president of this institution for many, many years, built this institution, is a legend. He's a giant in higher education, not just in community colleges or county colleges, but in higher education in particular. So that was very, very important and attractive to me. And secondly, and just as important, is the mission of the institution being an open access county college is critical in that it affords an opportunity for education, hopefully lifelong learning, for everyone and anyone. Many people are told that they're failures, they're marginalized, they're put to the side, they're forgotten about, but not at Essex County College. You know, I've always been familiar with Newark in that I'm originally from New York City, born and raised in the Bronx. And so always knew about Newark and the great people that make up this phenomenal city. I was and continue to be impressed by the energy, the commitment to building a new Newark, not just physically, but just creating an environment where people feel welcome. They feel that this is a great place to invest and have a business and to have a family, and putting in all those systems and amenities that make it a college town.
I think it's so important, your background, to be leading Essex County College now, because so many students are going to take the path that you have taken, where you had to work and you also had to go to school. And, you know, as an educator myself, I find the struggles of students that have to do both. You're well aware of that. So how does that background help you lead this college?
You know, I've lived it. It's not theory or theoretical for me. It's a personal, a deeply personal experience in that all throughout my education, and I'm a product of the New York City public school system, I did well. And I was accepted into some of the top tier schools, including Columbia University. And that was where I was going to go to get my college education, and wasn't able to go because of financial reasons. My family just could not afford it. First generation U.S. citizen, U.S., you know, my grandfather brought all 13 of his children here from Jamaica, and my mom put herself through school and become a nurse. And so I saw the value of hard work, but it was not a reality for me that was within reach to go to school and experience the traditional go away to college and live on campus and find your way after, you know, 4 years of undergraduate education. So I had to work and go to school. And sometimes it was full-time work and full-time school, sometimes part-time school and full-time work, and sometimes no school and work. Life happens. And I've even been on academic probation and had to navigate myself through that. And 14 years later is when I was able to complete my bachelor's degree.
So what advice would you have for the student at Essex County College right now who is in that kind of situation?
You can do this. And there are people that are cheering you along the way that are here to support you. We are a nurturing environment. We want the best for our students. You're not a number. You're a person that we care about. That doesn't mean that we will be perfect all the time, but we will do whatever is necessary to ensure that you have a great experience and that you achieve your academic dreams.
Really are an expert when it comes to urban health care and health education. And one of the things that I know that you're extremely proud of is the student food pantry program that's been going on at Essex County College. It's been a huge success. Tell us why.
It's important for us to understand what our student needs are. We serve a very, very diverse student population. We're proud of the fact that we are the only, if not the only, one of the only county colleges in the state of New Jersey that is both a predominantly Black institution with over almost 50% of our student population being Black or African American, and also an HSI, a Hispanic serving institution. Over 30% of our student population are Hispanic. We're very proud of that. So 77% of our student population are individuals of color. Many of them, the majority of them, are women who tend to be head of household. And one of the things that we recognize after surveying our students a couple of years ago was that there's a tremendous need in a number of areas, transportation, child care, tutoring, but also food. Many of our students have shared with us through this survey and through other mechanisms that oftentimes they could not afford a good, healthy meal, that they've gone hungry, they've gone without. So one of the things that we recognize is that we need to do a better job in meeting our students' needs. And so our mantra is students first. We cannot expect our students to come to school and do well and study and perform well, persist, if they're hungry. We have to take care of basic needs as best as we can. And food is where we started.
You know, we hear about that so much at the small, at the elementary levels, but, yeah. and then it, of course, we hear it at the high school, too. But it is alarming, though, I think, when you hear about it, that at the collegiate level, that this has still remained such a problem.
Over 600, almost 700 students participated in the survey, and the vast majority of them, over 60% of them, indicated that they were hungry or they experienced hunger within the previous two-week time period, that oftentimes they run out of money for food, that it is an issue, it is a challenge, not just for them as an individual, but also for their families. And so we recognized that we needed to do whatever we could to address that issue, that concern, which has a direct impact on their ability to learn. And so we established last year a food pantry, started off very, very small, that will eventually be student-run, but it's no questions asked. You show up at the pantry during the hours that we have it available, and you have the opportunity to go food shopping and take care of yourself and take care of your family.
One of the major issues, you know, when it comes to dealing with that is everything costs money. So funding is always an issue for any program. Dr. Monroe, tell us about how that is funded, how you're able to do that.
Well, we recognize that we can't do it alone. It takes a village. And so we've partnered with Joy's Angels and with the Community Bank of Newark. And so in partnership with these great organizations that have been doing for years phenomenal work in Newark and beyond, we're able to provide important services to our student population. In fact, as we celebrate our 50th anniversary year, there are a lot of activities that we're engaged in that are overwhelmingly community-focused. And in December, we set aside a time in partnership with the Community Bank and with Joy's Angels, whereby we provided food, toys, clothing, diapers, baby food, et cetera, to over 3,000 individuals. One of the fraternal organizations donated, I forget the number, I think it was 20-something bikes that were given away to children. And so it was a humbling experience for us as an institution to do our small part in helping the community, our students and the community at large. Again, primarily people of color, women, head of households, who we are training to become the future leaders of Newark and beyond.
I get the impression that you're somebody who, you know, when you're going through college, you never get necessarily the chance to meet the president of who runs the university or college you go to. I have a feeling that's different when it comes to you. How many times do you sit down with a student and talk about things?
Often. In fact, I just commented this morning and yesterday that over the last couple of days, I've received a number of emails, as I do on a regular basis, from students expressing their concern, but also asking for assistance, asking for guidance. And I think it's important for us to hear our students and to be responsive to our students and to be available to our students. And so I try to meet with them. I try to walk around. I'll pop into classes every now and then whenever my schedule permits. Go to the cafeteria, meet with student leadership, student organizations, try to be available to students as much as possible. And not just for me, but for the college, our faculty and our staff who do a phenomenal job in working with our students as they are on their academic journey.
How has your long history involved with health education, being a part of many hospital organizations, running them. How has that helped you as a president of this college?
I think it has helped in a number of ways in terms of, first of all, I've been honored and humbled to have had some phenomenal mentors who poured into me and gave me an opportunity to learn and grow. My first mentor was a rabbi at Brookdale Hospital Medical Center, the administrator for the Department of Psychiatry, and even without a bachelor's degree, he allowed me to serve as a manager in that department for 5 years. And I've learned so much that at the end of the day, it's all about people. And let's not get sidelined or off track as to why are we here. That's partly why I've always recognized and always said that what I do is my calling. It's not a job. Never has been. It's why I'm here. And so I think my 20-plus, almost 25-year experience in healthcare has and working in some really, really challenging settings have prepared me well as a turnaround expert, and I say that with all humility, in that we needed to address some issues at Essex County College. We need to own some of the issues, and we need to address and resolve them, and we did. That's not to say that there were things that we were not doing well. In fact, we continue to do things phenomenally well over the 50 years. We have a significant and strong focus on STEM, on the sciences and engineering. The overwhelming majority of our students transfer to Rutgers. A significant percent end up going to NJIT, one of the top-tier engineering universities in the country. We lead the region in producing Jack Kent Cook scholarship recipients. We're up to 17. There aren't many other colleges in the country that can say they've produced that many Jack Kent Cook scholarship recipients. We're a top 50.
And why is that, in your opinion?
I think because, you know, as it's stated in our mission, we are really focused on academic excellence, meeting our students where they are, helping them along the way, but also recognizing that they have great potential.
Also, it's also beautiful where you're located. You're located with right next to NJIT
and Rutgers Village. Newark. That's correct.
That has to be a beautiful setup.
It's a tremendous advantage for our students, but also for the Rutgers and for the NJIT student, because they also come to Essex County College and take courses. So, and it creates an environment for easy transfer and transition, or easier transfer and transition for our students as they endeavor to complete their baccalaureate degree either at NJIT or at Rutgers.
Let me ask you this. We're speaking with Dr. Anthony Monroe, the president of Essex County College. You're going into your college years now, say. You're just starting out. What would be the areas that you feel would be good choices for, you know, incoming students to pursue? What kind of degrees should they be looking at? You know, because we hear so much of students come out of college or the university, and they're not sure either what they want to do or there's no jobs in those areas. So what do you suggest would be some of the areas that really are, that we might not be aware of, that you suggest they should start looking into getting a degree?
You know, I that's a really, really difficult question, and I would endeavor to approach it by saying first follow your passion, because you have to really love. I would think ideally you would want to love what you're doing. And if that can be aligned with something in STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, there are tremendous opportunities in engineering and mathematics and the science fields. Healthcare is always a strong area to go into. It's almost a $2 trillion industry in the United States of America. Cybersecurity, we hear often that there are more jobs than can be filled. Transportation, distribution, and logistics is another big industry, and we're a port city. I mean, what better area to be? You have major airports within easy commuting distance. You have the ocean, the ports, et cetera, the rails. So TDNL, transportation, distribution, and logistics. Manufacturing, advanced manufacturing is a growing area. And, you know, let's not forget a solid liberal arts education can take you far.
I'm glad to hear you say that.
especially if you integrate, as we are endeavoring to do, global experiences and global education, study abroad, learning about different cultures, learning how to build relationships and not walls.
So is that important to you, dealing with having students go to other countries and
Absolutely.
Having the opportunity? Can you tell us about that a little
sure.
bit?
Sure. We've actually recently established a Center for Global Education and Experiences, whereby we are looking at creating opportunities for our students to go and have experiences in different settings, in different cultures, in different countries, and likewise for students in different countries to come to Essex County College in particular. We've always had a significant international population at Essex County College. We embrace it. We want more, but we also want our students to experience other cultures, other languages, other ways of living in society and thinking. We are a global society. We're a global economy. And we are doing our part, we believe, and we will continue to do more through this Center for Global Education and experiences in preparing our students, many of which come from the African and the Hispanic diaspora, to be global citizens and global leaders.
You talked about having strong mentors when you were going through your experiences. You're not only turning that around now as a mentor yourself, but you're also a mentor at home. You have two young sons. Talk about it.
They are my heartbeats. They are Ariel, which is Hebrew for Lion of God, and Raphael for God is my healer. Ari is 8 and Rafi is 5. And they are wonderful little boys who every morning tell me about what are their intentions for the day. And they did this morning, their intention is to listen and obey, and it changes depending on the day, to have a good time and to learn something new. And so I internalize that and often say, am I really listening? Am I really listening to the needs of our students, to the needs of the community? Am I doing my part to ensure that they are realizing their dreams? And what have I learned? What is something new that I've learned so that I can be better at what I'm doing, what I'm called to do?
How about enrollment? What's the trend at Essex County College right now?
Well, you know, that's our biggest challenge. Quite honestly, we've seen and continue to see a decline in enrollment. There are multiple reasons and factors for that. There's a national decline in college
enrollment.
Yeah, I was
going to say, that's really happening everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's known in higher education, especially in community colleges, county colleges in New Jersey, that whenever the economy is strong, there's an inverse relationship, and you'll see a decline in enrollment because people are working. So, you know, we're putting some strategies together to ensure that we communicate the value proposition. We're the best game in town from an economic perspective. So parents, you're listening. You get a quality education, a solid education at Essex County College at a fraction of the cost. That money can be well spent on other things in addition to saving up for completing the baccalaureate degree. And so parents, students, you can save a lot of money, but more importantly, get a very solid quality education with a great experience in a nurturing setting at Essex County College, and then know that you are well prepared to go on to the 4-year to, if that is your plan, and complete your baccalaureate degree and hopefully beyond.
We know you're a busy man, so we're going to let you go, but we also want to ask you one more question.
Yes.
When you do have time for yourself and your family, where are you going? What are you doing with your two young sons?
We were just in Texas and in Florida over the holidays, and we have some travel plans. My boys both have passports, so we like to travel, and they are very big on the outdoors and the beach and the water, and so wherever we can go and have fun and just relax and enjoy each other is where you will find us.
They're not really old enough to know that Dad's a real role model, right?
Well, they are my role models, and they're my heartbeats, so that day may come.
What a pleasure to have.
Thank you, Doctor, for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. Dr. Anthony Monroe, the president of Essex County College, continued success. Have a wonderful new year with your family.
You as well. Thank you so much.